It is a door, isn't it? And it's open. John began to shake his head, then appeared to reconsider. Might be a door, he said, stretching the noun out until it became something luxurious, like a sigh at the end of a long, hard day. Door. Doesn't exactly look like a door, but, yeah, could be. Somewhere in that light. He appeared to calculate. Yeah, but I think you boys want a palaver, and if we go up there to Kara Laughs, there won't be no palaver. Just you standing there with your jaws dropped. Cullum threw back his head and laughed. Me too. What's Kara Laughs? Eddie asked. John shrugged. A lot of folks with lakefront properties name their houses. I think it's because they pay so much for 'em, they want a little more back. Anyway, Kara's empty right now. Family named McCrae from Washington, D.C. owns it. But they got it up for sale. They've run onto some hard luck. Fella had a stroke, and she... He made a bottle-tipping motion. Eddie nodded. There was a great deal about this tower-chasing business he didn't understand. But there were also things he knew without asking. One was that the core of the walk-in activity in this part of the world was the house on Turtleback Lane John Cullum had identified as Kara Laughs. And when they got there, they'd find the identifying number at the head of the driveway was 19. He looked up and saw the storm clouds moving steadily west above Kaiser Lake. West toward the White Mountains, too, what was almost surely called the Discordia in a world not far from here, and along the path of the beam. Always along the path of the beam. What do you suggest, John? Roland asked. Cullum nodded at the sign reading Beckhart. I've caretook for Dick Beckhart since the late 50s, he said. Hell of a nice man. He's in Washington now, doing something with the Carter administration. Carter,